name is Barbara Hells on examiner's 50KB. Claimant's name is Ronald Arl, N-A-L-D, Zahn, Z-A-H-N, case number 1804541. Seen through the Traverse City office, 4913. Date of dictation, 4/12/13. New paragraph. Psychiatric, psychological, medical report. History of illness, complaints, and symptoms. Asked the nature of his disability. Mr. Zahn reported he suffers back problems. He re-indicated that he fell on the ice, quote, a long time ago, unquote. He estimates this was probably 8 to 10 years ago, quote, and I always had problems since I've been home from the service, unquote. Claimant indicated that while he was in the Army, he served in the artillery, quote, and we carried 97 pounds, and we would have 2 to 3 of them on our backs in Vietnam, unquote. He reports he served in this capacity in Vietnam for about 1 year. He commented, quote, he is asked if he went to the doctor. He reports when he fell on the ice, he was a trucker. He reports he was working on a trailer and slipped right under the trailer. He reported, quote, I go to the chiropractor all the time, unquote. New paragraph. He is reporting that now the VA, quote, is telling me I'm going to have surgery in a year or so, unquote. He thinks he's been diagnosed with degenerative disc disease as well as a lumbar compressed spine. New paragraph. He reports 3/4 of the time he's in pain. Ask if he's suffering pain now, quote, a little bit. If I would try to get up, that's when it hurts. I gotta hold on to stuff to get up, unquote. Claimant reported, quote, and I can't lift stuff anymore, unquote. Asked what he could lift, quote, about 20 pounds, that's all, unquote. New paragraph. Asked to describe his mood, quote, not very good. To me, I've always felt everybody is out to get me, probably more so after the service, unquote. Asked about symptoms of PTSD, quote, well, they say no. Well, if I think about it, I don't know. I get something in my head. If something bad happens, I just wipe it right out of my brain. It's blocked, unquote. Claimant commented, quote, and a friend of mine, he remembers a lot. And when claimant is asked what to do when he is forced to encounter the material that he's trying to forget, quote, I sit there, I think about it, and I get sad, unquote. He commented, quote, I don't do anything, unquote. Ask if he's ever been suicidal, quote, yes, unquote. Ask when he was suicidal, he thinks it was about 97 or 98. At the time, he was going through a divorce, quote, and I thought she was the perfect one, and then she broke up with me, unquote. Report she broke up before they were married. Ask if he actually went through a divorce. Quote, well, no, we weren't actually married, but we were planning on it, unquote. New paragraph. Claimant's asked how he, claimant is asked if he attempted suicide. He reports he took pills, quote, I tried to kill myself. They pumped my stomach, and the next afternoon, I got out, unquote. Claimant reports he was also suicide one time before that, quote, well, probably right after I was married the first time. I just got in an argument and she was going to leave and I took a gun and I went down in the basement and I thought about shooting myself, unquote. Ask what stopped him, quote, me, thinking about my daughter, unquote. He reports he got no help, quote, I never told, unquote. New paragraph. Claimant is asked more about the effects of his service. He is asked if he ever suffers nightmares, quote, not anymore. Ask when they stopped, quote, when I wiped it out of my mind, unquote. Ask if there are things he avoids, quote, well, I don't like to talk about it. Mostly what gets me is these guys saying they did things they did that they never did. Like, you know, they might have been there and they maybe were a clerk or something, dot, 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 unquote. Claimant commented, quote, you know, flashbacks. Well, you know, the combat. The only thing that really bothers me is the helicopter crashed and he burnt alive and we couldn't get near it. And he was begging someone to shoot him. He was screaming. And 2 days later, that captain got killed. He reported there were only 300 survivors in one certain area. He's asked what kinds of things trigger a flashback, quote, well, probably it would be more something like a sound, unquote. Treatment medications. Claimant doesn't bring his medications with him. He reports he has, quote, one for depression and then like an aspirin. and Advil and codeine for pain and something for cholesterol, something for blood pressure, something for my stomach, unquote. Ask what's wrong with his stomach, quote, well, I'm not eating enough. I got too much acid in my stomach. And when I was driving truck, if I would stop, I would get tired. And if I ate, it would make me have to stop and I would get tired. So I wouldn't eat till 10 or 11 at night, unquote. He commented, now, quote, with that medicine, it is getting better, unquote. New paragraph. He denies psychiatric hospital stays. He denies any type of counseling for PTSD-type symptoms. He reports he is slated through the VA to have an evaluation. A new paragraph, he reports he goes to the chiropractor one time each 6 to 7 months, quote, when it really goes out and I can only sleep on my side and I'll go like 2 days in a row, I don't have the money to go to him anymore, unquote. New paragraph, ask about hospitalizations at 5 years of age. Quote, I missed a whole year of school with something, yellow jaundice or something, I think, unquote. He states he was 5 or 6 at the time. 1975, he hurt his back. Quote, I pulled all the muscles. I went to the VA 4 to 5 days. I was in traction. 1970, or he reports this occurred while he was working at the time. New paragraph. Personal history. Claimant was born in Valparaiso, V-A-L-P-E-R-A-N-Z-O. No, Valparaiso, rather. V-A-L-P-E-R-A-Z-O, Indiana. He has 3 sisters, 1 brother. He's 5th. In that sibship of 5, claimant reports he grew up mostly with his grandmother, quote, because my mother couldn't... No, had me out of wedlock, unquote. Claimant reports he didn't talk to his mother until he was about 30 years of age. He reported that he grew up with her parents. He reported the other siblings also were there for 3 years. Then mother, quote, came back and got them and left me there, unquote. Claimant reports he got along good with his grandparents. In the beginning, he reports he did call them mother and father. However, he states when he was in the first grade, quote, my best friend comes to school and says, well, where's your mother? And then says, that ain't your mother, unquote. New paragraph. Claimant reported he completed the 10th grade, dropping out because, quote, we were on the school bus coming to school, and my cousin took a swing at another kid, and he put a knot on his head, and then he went to the principal and said, I did it. And the principal slapped me, dot, 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 unquote. Claimant reported he was expelled for 2 weeks, quote, and I didn't go back, unquote. He reports he got his GED while in the Army in about 1969. He's had no college. New paragraph. Claimant reports he enlisted in the Army 1969, was discharged June 1971 with an honorable discharge. Reported he had a choice, quote, either go to the Army or go to jail for a minor in possession, unquote. Claimant reports he did serve in active combat in Vietnam as described. New paragraph, he was last employed at Mike Berg, B-E-R-G, Trucking. He reports, quote, that last time I was with him for 5 years, unquote. Before he was there, quote, 2.5 years when he first started the company, unquote. Ask why he stopped, quote, he had some guy come in and work in the winter, and he picked at everybody, and I had had enough. And 1 week, we had to be on the road together, and he said something, and I went in, and I punched him in the head. And I got a week off, and he stayed at work, and I didn't go back, unquote. Claimant indicates this occurred in 2009 or 2010. He reported his longest at one place was for Zeeb, Z-E-E-B, Trucking for 9 years. He left that place to go to another trucking company for more money. New paragraph. Claimant reports he's married twice. His first marriage was 1973 for 13 and a half years. Ask what happened. Quote, I pulled her bluff, unquote. He explained 6 women were all married. He reported at the same time they all wanted to be separated in the summer and come back to their husbands in the winter. He reports 5 of them got separations. He reported he was wise to what was going on, quote, and she got a divorce, unquote. His second marriage was 1994 to 1996. Ask what happened to that marriage, quote, I couldn't handle her kid. It was just a spoiled, rotten little brat, unquote. He commented, quote, he was a 13-year-old and he would dirty in his pants and she'd lie for him, unquote. He reported since they are not together, they remain friends and talk now. He's in no present significant other relationship for the last 10 years. New paragraph. Asked about alcohol use, quote, I might have a couple of beers on the 4th of July and a few beers during deer season, unquote. Claimant is asked, reports in the past, he did drink a little more, quote, but I got put in jail and it was the most embarrassing thing, unquote. He commented this was in 1999. He reported the undersheriff was his friend. He was charged with drunk driving, jailed overnight, and then went back for 9 days. He reported he was drinking heavier, quote, if I wasn't working, I would drink daily. If I was working, I would drink. If I was working, I wouldn't drink, unquote. Claimant denies illegal drug use. He reports he's been arrested 2 times, one for the DUI and one for domestic violence. One time asked what happened, quote, well, when I was going to commit suicide, I went and bought parts for her car. And she sat out and drank a 12-pack, and I just left. And when I came back home, she pushed me down the steps, and I turned around and I hit her. And I was the one with the most bruises, but I got arrested, unquote. He reports this occurred in 97 or 98. Daily functioning, social functioning, claimant lives in a house. He's been in his present home for, quote, well, me and my landlord were just talking about that, 15 years, unquote. He reports he was renting the house with an option to buy. However, quote, when I paid it off, they were supposed to give it to me, and they never did, unquote. He reported they talked about 2 months ago, quote, and he says, I can't recall you have had it this long. I'll have to check on that, unquote. Claimant is asked if he had the agreement on paper, quote, nope, I trusted him, unquote. He reports he lives alone. He sees his daughter daily, quote, she lives a block away. She bought me the newspaper either at Christmas or on my birthday. So I read the newspaper and I get done with it and then I take it to her house and give it to her. Ask if he has friends, quote, yeah, a few. He sees them about, quote, once a week, unquote. Past and present interest, claimant likes hunting. He reports he hunts 2 weeks in deer season. Ask what he does day to day, quote, not much. I can't do things anymore. Ask how he spends his time a day, quote, talk to my daughter. I'm sorry, talk to my dog, walk around the yard if I feel good, unquote. If he's on a computer, quote, no. Ask if he watches much TV, quote, I just got that turned back on. I don't watch much weather and history channel. Activities asked to describe his day yesterday, quote, I got up, I fed the dog, I let the dog out. He reports his dog is a breed, quote, they call it a snowball. Unquote. He commented, quote, the rest of the day, I can't remember what I did. New paragraph. Oh, I talked to my son-in-law, and he's got a few problems, and I called my cousin, open parens. He indicates he calls his cousin daily, close parens, and, quote, he was telling me what my son-in-law should do. So then I took the paper over, and I talked to him for a while, and I ate, and I just can't remember what I ate. Oh, a sandwich and carrot sticks and some frozen food and sometimes my daughter's leftovers, unquote. Claimant is asked what household chores he does. He reports his granddaughter does his household chores. He reports he himself will do the dishes, quote, they vacuum and dust, unquote. New paragraph. He reports he never does eat 3 meals per day and never has. Ask how much he eats now, quote, well, if I make a hamburger or a TV dinner, it's mostly at night that I eat. My daughter is into something, and she brings me a nutrition drink each morning. I drink that, unquote. Ask how he sleeps, quote, well, the last week or so, not very good. I think I'm just thinking about this, open parens, evaluation, close parens. Ask if he's worried about it, quote, yeah, I worry about everything, unquote. He commented, quote, I worry about how I'm going to pay bills. I worry about my granddaughter. Even her little boyfriend now, unquote, claimant is asked and indicates that he is the type of person who would always have something to worry about. Paragraph, he maintains a driver's license, has no problems driving. He's 5 feet 5, weighs 159 pounds. His weight fluctuates between 143 to 163. New paragraph, posture and gait are unremarkable. He does get up, holding heavily onto the side of his chair and pushes himself up into a standing position. He appears uncomfortable in the first step or so, with his gait then smoothing out. Clothing and hygiene appropriate, memory problems not noted. He is punctual, denies a need for assistance in preparations for appointments. Attitude behavior, he's in contact with reality. self-esteem appears just mildly low. Motor activity within normal limits. He is relaxed and pleasant in his interaction. Does report himself to be a worrier. He is somewhat emotionally dependent with a history of 2 suicide attempts, both at the breakup of a significant other relationship. His motivation is good. He does not exaggerate nor minimize symptoms. Insight is fair. Stream of mental activity. Speech is spontaneous, coherent, logical. Concentration problems are noted. He's unable to do serial 7s. Intellect is estimated to be about average. He also has trouble with digits backwards and can do 6 forward with only 2 backwards, indicating some problems with working memory. New paragraph. Mental trend thought content. Asked about hallucinations. Quote, I can see shadows or hear things, but now I got the little dog. They don't come in my yard, or I should say in his yard. And the only one who can go in that truck is me. No, in that truck with me is my son-in-law. And we had 2 big dogs, and they came and bit his cable in half, and they chased him out of the yard. And that was on a Friday, and we didn't find him until a Thursday. And, you know, the way they found him, we didn't find him, but the people who picked him up, they went to the vet with the rabies tags, and they called the people that we got him from, open friends. He obviously cares for his little dog, and this is a source of security and enjoyment for him, close parens. He denies hallucinations. Asked about persecutions, quote, it's just like whatever I do, like at the VA. I was going for disability for my hearing and my back, and my cousin is over there, and he is mad. And I'm president of the Vietnam Veterans, and he's trying to take that over, and he says stuff, and I just can't handle that kind of stuff, unquote. Paragraph asks about obsessions, quote, I don't know. The way I set everything around, you know, I have my VA stuff here, my Social Security stuff here, my Social Security stuff here, period. Everything is set in a certain way. And my granddaughters, even if they come over, they know not to touch it, unquote. He denies thoughts controlled by others, unusual powers. Asked about feelings of worthlessness, quote, yes, I don't even, well, for a few months, unquote. Suicidal thoughts, quote, well, ending it all, just forgetting it, just everything, you know, everything, the VA, and then would they leave me alone and let me just do what I have to do, unquote. Somatic complaints as described, sleep problems as described, new paragraph, emotional reaction. Today he is dysthymic. He describes anxiety and worry. This appears more acute in the present as he worries about veterans or VA evaluation as well as Social Security evaluation. New paragraph, he does describe symptoms of post-traumatic stress disorder as well as generalized anxiety. Orientation, time, person, and place, memory, 6-2, recent, 3-3, presidents, Obama, Bush, Carter, birthday, 12-29-51, age 61, cities, New York, Chicago, Denver, Philadelphia, New Orleans. Current famous people, he smiles, looks away, giving categories, quote, I don't know, Aaron Rodgers, current events, oh, war. Potholes, P-O-T-H-O-L-E-S, being fixed. Calculations, serial 7s, 93, 86, 81, 77, 72. 3 errors, 5 times 5, 25, 18 divided by 6, 6, 12 plus 9, 21, 11 minus 3, 7, no 8. Abstract thinking, grass is greener, what does it mean? Everybody thinks it's nicer on the other side of the fence. And then you are over there. No, and then when you are over there, it's supposed to be better over there. Spilled milk, quote, minor things, unquote. Similarities and differences, bush and a tree alike, both got roots, different, tree is taller, judgment, addressed envelope, take it to the post office like I did, future or fire in a theater, I wouldn't want to say I would yell fire, but yeah, I would yell fire. Future plans, I have none, I go day by day. Additional information included in his file are notes from the Veterans Administration indicating that they did not diagnose PTSD. was diagnosed with depressive disorder, NOS. They noted that he did not report persistent re-experiencing symptoms and also an absence of avoidance symptoms. They also noted anxiety. Medical source statement, he would be able to follow 1, 2, and 3-part directives. He would have trouble with very complex directives. Claimant's persistence, pace, and consistency would be interrupted, secondary to anxiety, depression, as well as his tendency to experience interpersonal/peer relationship problems with which significantly interfere with efficiency. He also suffers physical conditions that would negatively impact performance on a job. Diagnosis, Axis 1, 309.81, post-traumatic stress disorder. 311, depressive disorder, NOS. 300.02, generalized anxiety disorder, Axis 2. V7109, no diagnosis. IQ estimated low average, Axis 3. Chronic pain, degenerative disc disease, lumbar compressed spine, stomach problems. Let's go back up to Axis 1, change that 311 to 296.31, major depressive disorder, recurrent, mild in severity. Thank you. Axis 3, we've got Axis 4. Other psychosocial and environmental problems, overall decreased functional ability, secondary to Axis 3 disorders. Axis 5, global assessment of functioning. 58, prognosis, guarded, claiming able to manage funds, yes. First and last seen. 4913, thank you for typing.